Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Zero out international abortion funding. Jonathan Abamonte reports. 11 U.S. senators and 51 congressmen have called on federal departments and agencies to stop U.S. foreign aid from being used to support organizations at the United Nations that promote abortion. The pro-life congressman called on the U.S. Department of International Development, USAID, and the State Department to block funding to pro-abortion U.N. organizations. They invoked the Silgender Amendment, a provision of federal law that bans U.S. foreign aid funds from being used to lobby for or against abortion. Since 1981, the Silgender Amendment has been included as part of the annual State and Foreign Operations Appropriation Act that funds the State Department and U.S. foreign aid initiatives. Last year, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo invoked the Silgender Amendment to cut $210,000 in U.S. foreign aid from the Organization of American States, known as the OAS. The State Department determined that there was sufficient evidence that one of the organs of the OAS, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, was actively engaged in prohibited abortion-related activities. Pro-lifers have long criticized the OAS's secretariat and human rights organs for routinely subjecting Latin American countries to significant pressure to legalize abortion in violation of international norms. The recent letter from pro-life congressmen calls on the State Department and USAID to extend enforcement of the Silgender Amendment on UN organizations that promote abortion or that routinely subject countries to pressure to liberalize their national laws on abortion. Additionally, the pro-life congressman's letter called on federal departments and agencies to close significant loopholes in the Mexico City policy. Currently, they exempt international organizations from having to abstain from promoting abortion while receiving U.S. government funding. The Mexico City policy prohibits certain kinds of U.S. foreign aid from funding foreign non-governmental organizations known as NGOs that perform or promote abortion as a method of family planning. The Mexico City policy also blocks funding for any foreign NGO that provides financial assistance to another foreign NGO that performs or promotes abortion. Now, over the years, the Mexico City policy has blocked tens of millions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid from going to foreign NGOs such as the International Planned Parenthood Federation, IPPF, and Marie Stopes International, MSI. Both perform millions of abortions annually worldwide. However, there are several significant loopholes in the policy, which allow U.S. government funding to continue to flow to organizations that perform or promote abortion. The Mexico City policy only applies to foreign NGOs, NGOs based in the United States and international multilateral organizations such as the OAS and the UN. Organizations are specifically exempt from the policy. As a result, the Mexico City policy does not apply to multilateral organizations that actively promote abortion, such as the World Health Organization, WHO, the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, the OAS, and the African Union. Multilateral organizations get a free pass to continue receiving U.S. government funding even if they actively engage in abortion-related activities that would otherwise be prohibited for foreign NGO grant recipients. The Mexico City policy was first enacted under the Reagan administration in 1985 after the policy was announced by the United States at the United Nations International Conference on Population in Mexico City in 1984. The policy was subsequently rescinded under Presidents Clinton and Obama and reinstated under Presidents Bush and Trump, and for 1 year by act of Congress during the Clinton administration. President Trump reinstated a significantly expanded version of the Mexico City policy as one of his first acts as president via a presidential memorandum. He signed this on January 23, 2017, just 3 days after he was inaugurated. Under the Reagan, Bush, and Clinton administrations, the Mexico City policy applied only to U.S. foreign family planning assistance, formerly called population assistance, furnished by any department or agency in the federal government. Now, while U.S. family planning assistance since 2011 has hovered around $600 million per year, total appropriations for global health assistance amount to approximately $8.8 billion in U.S. foreign aid per year, according to the Department of State. The President's memo specifically directs the Department of State and Department of Health and Human Services to apply the Mexico City policy to global health programs to the extent allowable by law. In response to the President's memo to extend the Mexico City policy to all global health programs, the Department of State and USAID drafted a new set of standard provisions to implement the President's directive. These standard provisions are included in all Global Health Assistance Award agreements for NGOs and legally bind recipients to abide by the Mexico City policy. Standard provisions for the new expanded policy were approved by the Department of State on May 9, 2017, and the policy was renamed the Protecting Life in Global Health Assistance Policy. Federal departments and agencies furnishing global health assistance have since included the policy in all new and revised grants and cooperative agreements for their NGOs. Despite the President's directive to extend the policy to the extent allowable by law, international multilateral organizations and U.S. NGOs are still being exempted from the policy. The President clearly has the legal authority to extend the policy to multilateral organizations as well. The President enjoys wide discretion in setting the terms and conditions for U.S. foreign assistance for health programs. Indeed, when the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the Reagan administration's Mexico City policy, the court ruled that the President had the authority to instate the Mexico City policy because the law granted the President, and I quote, discretion as broadly worded as any we are likely to see, period, end quote. The President also enjoys equally wide discretion in setting the terms and conditions for grants to international organizations. Consider Section 301 of the Foreign Assistance Act of 1961. It states that the President has the authority, and I quote, to make voluntary contributions on a grant basis to international organizations and to programs administered by such organizations on such terms as conditions as he may determine. End quote. The wording of Section 301 is as broadly worded as the language seen in other sections, so there is no reason why the relevant federal departments and agencies cannot extend the Mexico City policy to international organizations as well. The President can also extend the policy to humanitarian and disaster relief assistance awarded to multilateral organizations if he so chooses. Section 491 of the Foreign Assistance Act authorizes the President to furnish humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to international organizations on such terms and conditions as he may determine. The President's authority to limit funding to international organizations even extends to military assistance, as the President is authorized to furnish U.S. foreign aid to international organization that, and I quote, the President finds will strengthen the security of the United States and promote world peace, end quote. Certainly, banning military assistance to international organizations that promote the killing of the unborn would indeed go a long way towards promoting world peace. The President's authority to cut funding to multilateral organizations is not limitless, however. There are a few limiting factors on the President's ability to cut funding to an international organization that performs or promotes abortion. For one, Congress occasionally makes appropriations to specific international organizations. In such circumstances, the President, via the State Department, is obligated to make any contributions to international organizations specified in any act passed by Congress. The one exception to this is if the President is able to invoke the Kemp-Kasten Amendment, a provision of the State and Foreign Operations Appropriations Act that grants the authority to the President to cut funding for any organization that, and I quote, supports or participates in the management of a program of coercive abortion or involuntary sterilization. International organizations singled out by Congress to receive appropriations are, for the most part, non-controversial. They are generally not the organizations that are actively involved in the promotion of abortion. One exception, of course, is the UNFPA, to which Congress annually makes specific appropriations. But the President is able to invoke the Kemp-Kasten Amendment on UNFPA on account of its activities in China. The organization has been found to support the Chinese government's implementation of its forced abortion one-child policy. There is another limitation on the President's ability to extend the Mexico City policy to international organizations. The United States is legally bound to provide contributions to certain international organizations if it has signed a treaty stipulating that certain contributions must be made to the organization. For instance, the U.S. government is bound by a treaty to provide contributions to the United Nations in accordance with the assessed contribution set for each country. Similarly, the U.S. government is also bound by a treaty to make contributions to the World Health Organization. However, mandatory contributions that the U.S. government makes usually come from federal accounts unrelated to global health assistance. As such, these funds may be unaffected in any event, even if the policy were to be extended to multilateral organizations. But if the Protecting Life and Global Health Assistance policy is somehow extended to all U.S. foreign assistance from all federal accounts, then the policy would be authorizing the President to cut all funding, even mandatory contributions, from international organizations that actively promote abortion. The Silgender Amendment could also be used to this end. That amendment already applies to all U.S. foreign assistance, regardless of the federal source. It would thus be easy for the State Department to invoke Silgender to cut funding to any violating organizations so long as there are no treaty obligations obstructing the U.S. government's ability to cut funding. The U.S. government will often make significant voluntary contributions to international organizations beyond those that the government is required to pay. The President can easily cut those voluntary contributions as well. But cutting mandatory contributions may require greater effort. Doing so may require the United States to first formally withdraw from whichever treaty mandates funding to the international organization in question. Many treaties with international organizations, however, do not have formal withdrawal procedures written into their founding treaties. A nation's formal withdrawal from treaties that do not contain explicit withdrawal procedures is generally to be subject to Article 56 of the Vienna Convention. However, the United States has not acceded to the Vienna Convention. Hence, Article 56 would not apply to the United States. However, objections could arise from other member countries if they objected to the withdrawal or the manner in which it is undertaken. But there is another way. The U.S. government could simply choose to violate its treaty obligations and stop making its mandatory contributions that promote abortion. In most cases, the immediate consequences of failing to fund an international organization are benign. For instance, the United States could simply lose its voting rights in the organization in question, a small price to pay for standing up for the inviolable right of every human person. The President may also apply the Mexico City policy to certain organizations by revoking their designated status as a public international organization, or PIO. The U.S. government designates certain international organizations as PIOs in two ways. Either if they are founded pursuant to an international treaty, or if Congress recognizes them as an international organization of a similar character. The Department of State and USAID have chosen to exempt all PIOs from having to comply with the Mexico City policy. Simply revoking an organization status as a PIO would make it more difficult for USAID for the purposes of grant-making, particularly if the president makes clear his intent to ban U.S. foreign assistance for that organization. Under the International Organizations and Immunities Act, the president has the authority to grant or to revoke an international organization's designated status as a public international organization. Federal law authorizes the president to invoke an international organization's designation as a PIO at any time if the president, in his judgment, determines that the organization has abused its privileges or immunities or for any other reason. The president would simply issue an executive order revoking an organization's PIO status. In any event, the State Department and USAID can and should extend the Mexico City policy to multilateral organizations. This would provide consistency across all global health programs and would ensure that all international organizations that receive U.S. global health assistance are not engaged in performing or promoting abortion as a method of family planning. There are several ways to go about extending the Mexico City policy. The relevant departments and agencies can take the course of action that they believe is most tenable and in the best interest of the United States. However, the Department of State and USAID now have an obligation to extend the Mexico City policy to multilateral organizations. The President's memorandum, reinstating the Mexico City policy, states that the policy must be applied to the extent allowable by law, and as is clear by now, federal law permits the President to apply funding restrictions to international organizations. The State Department and USAID could also choose to invoke the Siljander Amendment. Any international organization found to be actively involved in pressuring lawmakers or policymakers in sovereign countries to change their national laws or regulations on abortion, applying the Siljander Amendment to an international organization that promotes abortion would have greater impact than applying the Mexico City policy because Siljander applies to all U.S. foreign assistance, not just global health assistance. At the same time, there are no reliable strictures in place at the Department of State or USAID to consistently apply the Siljander Amendment. So far, the amendment has been applied only once to the Organization of American States. Yet there are many international organizations which the U.S. government continues to fund that promote abortion just as much, if not more, than the OAS. It took Secretary Pompeo himself to invoke the Siljander Amendment on OAS, and it seems doubtful that the department would have applied the funding restriction if not for the secretary's leadership. Thus, structures ought to be put in place at the Department of State to screen international organizations for violations of the Siljander Amendment. In addition to extending the Mexico City policy to multilateral organizations, this is a necessary step to ensuring that U.S. funds are not used to subsidize the promotion of abortion in foreign countries. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.